Brent Carey.
Your role at NetSafe?
I'm the Chief Executive Officer at NetSafe. NetSafe has responsibility for the Harmful Digital Communications Act. And one of the key principles is protecting Māori against racism. We think it's really important that we're telling people about our free service 7 days a week.
During COVID, but even before COVID, there were a lot of our Māori leaders who had been trolled and vilified over social media. Threats were being made to our whānau who were setting up roadblocks protecting their communities. So are those the types of issues that you deal with and the types of situations in whānau?
Absolutely. So we want to focus on the perpetrators and we want to support the victims. So if people are being bullied, if they are being trolled online, then NetSafe's a free service to seek support.
When do our whānau know that they're being trolled, that they're being victimised, that they're being bullied, and racism and misogyny, sexism is being levelled at them? Sometimes you think, oh, that's life. And when does it become a reportable offence to NetSafe?
When that individual says, I'm experiencing some serious emotional harm because of those comments, and it is about what that person is feeling. So if the person is feeling that they are being harassed, if they're being bullied, then that is enough to make a complaint to NetSafe. And then we will look to mediate that and try and investigate that. And often people want an apology and they often want the content taken down that's causing the harm. And that's the service NetSafe can offer.
We do know that our whānau are very unlikely to come forward with these kinds of issues. And we know that it presents in other ways quite dramatic. It's NetSafe's job to tell people what is enough to put up with before reporting.
Yeah, so it's driven by a complaint, so it's really important people complain. So that's when we're going to know what is the harm. So we need those complaints, and words hurt. And so we need people, if they're experiencing harm from the words that are spoken, to complain to us so that we can get the balance right between what is free speech and what is harmful speech.
How many reports are being brought forward by Māori?
About 20% of our complaints are from Māori. And when we did our research, Māori were aware of NetSafe, about 23%, and that's too low. So we want more people to know about our service and make complaints. With the racism principle, only 1% of our complaints last year were about the racism principle, and we think that's underreporting.
Why do you think there is such a low number of Māori requesting assistance?
I think that's awareness of that NetSafe's a free service, that there is a principle under the Harmful Digital Communications Act that protects them against racism, and also in relation to having the support. So when they do report, that they're supported by whānau and that to make that complaint.
So you've been around for about 20 years. Have you not got that message right yet for our whānau, obviously?
So I'm at NetSafe for the last 2 years in Te Ati Awa. And so part of my leadership at NetSafe is to get the word out there about NetSafe services. We're available for everyone and we're doing more in Te Ao Māori and we're working with communities. We need to get the education right, so working with core education on what are the messages for young people. And so there's just always more we can be doing about this.
There are those that would say, and politicians would support them, to say that is free speech. So where is the line drawn between racism and freedom of speech?
Yeah, so it's a very balancing act, and so that's why we need the complaints. If after NetSafe's looked at it, if there's more that needs to be done, it can go to the district court and the court can give a judgment about where the balance is.
What about advertising? What about marketing? I said that you have a Pānui I roto I te reo Māori. Great. What is the long-term strategy to be able to drive up the awareness amongst Māori and then to encourage them to report if they so wish or if, to recognise that they can use your service?
It's all about partnership. So we're out talking to different organisations like the Federation of Māori Authorities. We're talking about in communities. We want to develop more resources by community for community. We have had two hui's this year. We had one recently to talk about, well, what are the resources that are needed, and then we can co-design those to make sure they're hitting the mark.
Thank you so very much. Which brings us to the next point about how fast technology changes. We're in the AI space as well too. So we're seeing a lot of doctored fake images. How are you managing to keep pace with that?
Yeah, so we've been pushing for a change to the Act so that fake images or synthetic are just as harmful as real, and we're hopeful that that will come in now with all this focus on AI. The other is we've got micro-learns on our website, and one of those is a 15-minute lesson plan for young people and adults on fake news and how to distinguish between what might be fake and what might not be. So we're trying education, and we're also trying to develop tools to help people recognise the authentic from the inauthentic.
And how are you able to protect Te Tiriti or Waitangi in this space?
So by listening to what the issues are, by starting with partnership, by saying we don't have all the answers, by using the networks that are available to get the message out there, and by, you know, realising that Māori are best placed to say what racism is and listening to what that is.
Amokura Pānoho, what's your role at NetSafe?
I'm the Pōtātaki Māori Advisor to NetSafe, and I've been working with them for the last year in terms of trying to build strategic relationships with key Māori organisations that have a responsibility to provide leadership to our Māori communities. I think that if you take a look at this issue and the pace in which technology and the difference between what is authentic and artificial, that rapid change, it's almost like a tsunami. And I coin NetSafe as a lifeboat in the sea of digital harm. It really frightens me that Māori women, at least one in three Māori women, are experiencing some form of online harm. A lot of them are not reporting because of the whakamā element. The other an increasing issue that's happening is around sextortation and our young kids understanding that it's not appropriate for someone to ask for an intimate image of you. The legislation isn't strong enough to support us, and we do not have someone at a political level championing this. We need some digital tikanga to be given effect. You know, what would it look like if we had an online rāhui? How would we implement something like that if something significantly traumatic was filmed and shared online?
Well, what has the engagement been like with Māori previously when we know we've had stories, they've come to NetSafe and had no support whatsoever? How then has NetSafe restructured its engagement protocols to ensure that it is for Māori?
We invited Tānikol Nordstrom to come and speak at our national conference down in Christchurch to give her story, and her story hadn't been a positive outcome in terms of her engagement with NetSafe. But NetSafe can only learn from here on going forward. They have to, they've got a responsibility to act on that advice that is coming their way, but they can't do that on their own. One of the things that concerns me is that we do get a large number of Māori that do make a call to NetSafe, but they don't follow through. And that is probably for a whole range of reasons. Part of that could be about having confidence about the role that NetSafe plays in that space. But I think that we need role modelling in that space. And one of the good things that came out of Tānikol sharing her story, which was a very emotional story about that, how that image is still impacting them.
And so what about our wahine then, who are vilified online, likes of Tina Ngata, our politicians, Marama Davidson? What are for them when others who are also online say this is freedom of speech? Where's the line for our wahine Māori?
But there are actually mainstream platforms that validate tackling of our women. We need them to pick their game up, and then we need ourselves to be strong about how we follow that through. NetSafe needs to be challenged about how it can provide a really good, strong role in that space. Our women, we need to find ways in which we can support our women that are going through those experiences. Just because they've taken on a political role or a leadership role doesn't mean to say that they shouldn't be supported by the rest of us.
And so if whānau do want to be in contact, Brent, how easy is it to get in contact?
It's at netsafe.org.nz and email help@netsafe.org.nz or phone 0508-NETSAFE and someone will be in contact with whānau.
Thank you very much, Brent Carey. Āmokura, whānau hou, wonderful to kōrero, such a big kaupapa.